Blog Talk Radio.
And good day to all. Thank you so much for chiming in. I'm Jacqueline Richards, and I am your host for Mastermind 101, and hoping that you've got a cup of tea with you, and hopefully it's a beautiful herbal tea, maybe it's a chamomile tea, because you're going to enjoy yet again another session with another dynamic individual that I have the privilege of hosting with. Again, of course, you're online because Mastermind 101 offers so much, and so much in that it represents what we do every day, what we'd like to do every day, perhaps what we're thinking that would be a great idea to do every day. I'm Jacqueline Richards, and I am your mortgage professional looking for mortgage strategies for clients and family members and friends. I am a yoga instructor, appreciating what it means to take a long, deep breath. Lift your shoulders, take them back, release them down. You know that I'm the author of Yoga for Your Personal Finances, because why can't we pull all of the essence of money, energy, yoga, practice in line? It's about being in balance. And we continue to talk about that through every show. And this show is no different. Those of you who join me on an ongoing basis recognize that dealing with money isn't always stable, isn't always exciting, doesn't always bring you the privilege of self-esteem. It doesn't always, and that is that inner conversation that you're having. You know, when we take a breath, lift the shoulders, take them back, and drop them down, you've decided to pull out your journal. Because you know you're going to hear a lot of what you haven't heard before. It's about understanding precious moments. It's about understanding everyone needs a hug. It's about understanding that we all give love and receive love. And it's about living life with all that you have on an ongoing basis, because this is it. You know my name. I'd love to know yours. Here's the number when you feel the need to call in and ask a few questions from our guest or from myself. The phone number, grab your pen, grab some paper. 818-475-9205. Again, 818-475-9209. I'm calling you from the nation's capital in Canada. And it doesn't matter where you are. I appreciate the time you're going to spend with us. You've read that we will be having a beautiful conversation with Adele Spreggin. And she is all about shape within for a whole new you. And I hope she's on the line. Adele, are you there?
I am. Hello, Jacqueline. Thank you.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you for having me here today.
It's an absolute pleasure. For those who will understand, Adele and I had a tremendous meeting. We were at, it was the Toronto Yoga Conference. I had the privilege of having an amazing conversation with her at the yoga conference. Sometimes it's busy, but I will suggest to all of you, if you've met someone who means something to you, make sure you stay in contact. Make sure you have the courage to stay in contact. Not only did I have a conversation with Adele, but, and I know she'll tell you a little bit more about this, she had a webinar that I had the extraordinary mystic opportunity to listen into. As you saw on my Blog Talk Radio description, that what we would be considering is Adele, your coach for this moment, and perhaps for a number of days, months, years, you never know. She asks, what if you could effortlessly walk away from all of those actions that are currently between you and your ideal weight? I'll let you sit on that one for a bit. Adele's compassion and understanding is incredibly visible in all her teachings, and along with her extensive training in leadership and adult education, she is a master's of humanity. She is a certified 3HO Kundalini yoga instructor, these yogi yoginis, we stick together. She also is a Buddhist meditation facilitator. And so with all of her teachings, she blends, and you'll hear more about this, Western and Eastern wisdoms to deliver results quickly. So Adele, she is the owner and facilitator of Shape Within, yay, a truly unique weight loss program that accesses the body's most inner wisdom. And so throughout her webinars and group and personal coaching, she's going to tell you a little bit more about what it is to permanently and make strength. I can't even speak. I'm so excited, Adele. I think I have to throw it over to you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jacqueline. And just to let you know, Opportunity is knocking in my house today. We're having our roof fixed, so if you hear Opportunity knocking. So, yes, thank you very much for that lovely introduction. And it was such a pleasure meeting you two and being in constant communication, like you're saying, like that ongoing relationship and continuing to build that. And it's a real pleasure that I'm here, and I'm very grateful for being here and speaking with all of you. So, yes, like Jacqueline said, my business is Shaped Within. I'm the owner and facilitator. And it's a company that looks at, can we effortlessly lose weight? And the answer to that question is yes. However, but one thing that I did find in creating this program is that weight loss itself is actually the easy part. The hard part for most people is maintaining that weight. And the reason that it's so hard for us to maintain the weight is because nobody has taught us that human beings are pattern makers, that we create patterns, and that we have no choice but to create patterns. That's just something we do.
I'm glad you said that.
That we have no choice?
Oh, that
yes.
Patterns. You know, I have and hopefully everyone who's listening, you have a journal. And every once in a while I'll take out the journal that I did 3 years ago, and I can see the patterns that have continued. And that is about my
perfect.
Weight. Yeah.
Exactly, because patterns give rise to our actions, our behaviors, and our beliefs. And so until we change the pattern, we get stuck in those particular sets of actions or those particular behaviors, and we have no way to actually break free of them. They're very hard for us to undo them. So it's beautiful that you see that continuation throughout your journal. And if you typically, most of us work on the wrong area. We work on trying to correct the actions or trying to change our behaviors. And what we really need to do is get beneath those to the pattern itself.
Sorry, get the what?
Get beneath the action to the pattern
giving
rise to that action, right? And when we can undo that pattern, deconstruct it, as I say, then you naturally just stop taking that action. You just create new actions spontaneously, and it is truly effortless at that point and truly permanent, because once you deconstruct the pattern that's underneath the action, then you just become somebody who no longer takes those actions, who just takes different actions. I call it stepping out of one identity into another.
Adele, that I'm listening to that, thinking that should be so easy. But I'll say from my circumstance and some around me, it just seems so difficult.
Yes, it is, because everybody who's on the line, and Jacqueline, you can do this as well, look around you right now at the moment that you're in, and you'll notice that this incredible complexity in our lives all the time. So you'll be noticing shadows and movements and light, and there'll be noises, there'll be smells in your environment. And all of that is bombarding your senses at the same time. And so if we had to each time navigate this moment in order to know what action we needed to take now, we would be so overwhelmed we wouldn't be able to move. And so we don't. What we do instead is we create a pattern so that we can just take the same action repeatedly over and over and over again, right? That's what makes us so incredibly efficient, and it's a brilliant way to navigate the world, right? So, but as brilliant as it is, it's also hard to undo it once we've created those patterns. So if you're in actions that you no longer want to be taking, it's really hard to stop taking those actions because every fiber in your being is saying, no, no, you need to take that action in order to be safe. So when we get under that, and I should say, we all created these patterns when we were very young. So some experts would even put it as young as 4 or 5. I don't go that far. But typically within your childhood years, you have learned how to navigate every situation in the world so that nothing ever becomes brand new to you again, so that you do know which actions to take no matter where you find yourself. This is why we can travel to a foreign country and still know, oh, yes, okay, I can make my way around here. So it's a brilliant system, but because we all created them so young and when we were in our childhood years, we've actually come to identify with the patterns themselves. So that our identity now is caught up in the patterns rather than seeing what we really are, which is this brilliant pattern maker, the creator of our patterns. So it's a different shift in how you start to see yourself when you can look at yourself as being the maker of patterns.
Now, you speak to patterns, and I'm wondering, would we substitute or could we substitute our past with the word patterns?
I've never looked at it that way, but yes, I can see that we could. Like our past is a creation of the patterns that we created, right? Is that what you mean?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because really, when we think about our lives, there are just far too many situations that we were in and far too much that occurred for us to remember it all, right? So all we can really remember are the patterns in that moment that had impact on us. The ones that we retained.
Ah.
So, yeah, that's a very good way of looking at it, Jacqueline.
Well, I'm thinking the bottle of wine that I shared with my friends on an ongoing basis, that's a pattern in my past that I think I quite like.
Right. And not all of our patterns are ones that we want to let go. In fact, all of our patterns serve us very well. It's just that some of them no longer are in line with where we want to be. Right? And those are the ones that we want to let go of. So there's nothing wrong with creating patterns. We have to do it. We have no choice. And it's actually a really brilliant system. So why not use it? But it's just if you have something that's no longer serving you, then let's not keep that one, right?
But
let's get rid of that one so that a new one can take its place now.
Absolutely. You know, it sounds like what you're talking about, I know we talked about weight loss. I know you talked about weight loss. I know that's my evil mentor, weight loss. But it sounds like this is a bit more. You're talking about Eastern and Western philosophies, aren't you? And
yeah, very much so. How this program came to be was based on my background and my Eastern wisdoms, my Eastern practical, spiritual practices. What happened was, over the years, from me meditating, I've been meditating 20 years. I've been facilitating 13 of those. And I've been a Kundalini yoga instructor for 8. And over the years, the deeper my practice became, The more I would spontaneously just be stepping out of actions and behaviors that were no longer serving me. So, for example, I used to drink 2 pots of coffee a day. That was my standard way of going through the day. I would use caffeine to get me through.
Anyone lifting their hands up on that one?
And one morning, and I'd often tried to quit, and I would get these pounding headaches that would last 3 days, and I would feel terrible for a week. And then I would finally detox and come out of it. And, of course, I would go right back to drinking coffee as soon as I felt better.
Absolutely.
And going through my day again. So I had cycles like that. But one day from doing my practice, I just woke up one morning and brought the coffee to my lips and just said no. My whole body just rejected this cup of coffee. And I remember putting it down thinking, oh, that's strange. And I never had a sip of coffee after that, ever, and I never got a headache. There was no withdrawal symptoms. It was as if my body had never had coffee. And the same thing happened with nicotine. I had used Nicorettes to quit smoking and pressed them in.
Yes.
Very quickly got addicted to the Nicorettes. Right?
Isn't that a catch? Oh, wow. I can see that. I could see that.
And I chewed those for over 2 years. I was chewing the Nicorettes until the same thing happened. My body just one morning just said, no, you're not having anything to do with that. So this is what intrigued me. As I started to create Shape Within, because I wanted to lose weight, that was my primary purpose of creating such a program, I thought, how do I bottle that? What happened? And how do I target it, right? Because I didn't set out to stop drinking coffee from sitting on my cushion, right? I didn't set out to stop chewing Nicorettes from doing my yoga. It just spontaneously arose. So I thought to myself, okay, how can I use those particular techniques, but in a targeted way? And so what I came to realize is that it required the Western approach, which is very goal-focused,
right,
and don't be content with the current moment, right? Always strive to get ahead. Always
exactly.
Look to transform, right? And this blended with the Eastern approach, which was accept this moment just as it is, and everything is perfect just in this moment. And neither one of them was effective. And for something like breaking through obstacles and losing weight, neither one was effective on its own. The Eastern approach couldn't be targeted. The Western approach, as we all know, yes, you can keep up those actions for a limited time, but as soon as you relax your grip, as soon as you stop trying to control your actions, you're right back where we started, right?
Right.
So it was this blend of the two. And then as I started to teach this, so I as soon as I had come up with this technique, and it was so effortless, Jacqueline, I thought, everybody needs to know this. Like, I can't keep this to myself. So I started to teach it as much as I could. I started to break out and create groups and give this technique away. And
now, you didn't do that just for yoga students. You're doing this for everyone.
Everyone.
Okay.
Everyone, this isn't a yoga technique. It isn't a meditation technique. It's actually, it only takes as little as 2 minutes to do. And it's something you just do in your mind. So it's really practical. It's accessible for everybody, even people who don't enjoy sitting on a cushion. And people started to come with all sorts of different problems. So they would come in for weight loss, and then in the very first couple of classes, they would say, well, wait a minute, can I apply this to relationships? Can I apply this to my messy, disorganized house? Can I apply this to my financial difficulties? And so I said, sure, let's give it a try. And because the technique can be applied towards anything, they started to have breakthroughs everywhere. So it really is a profound and very practical and accessible method to break through the obstacles that block us.
Wow, you've given new meaning to deconstruction. Because that is, the first time you said that to me, I thought, oh no, is there something wrong? Is there, sort of tools do I need if I'm busy needing to deconstruct? But you're busy giving those tools to us.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, Jacqueline, because one of the things that I found about the Western approach of goal setting and striving to be something different is that it's always based on the belief that there's something wrong, right? That something not quite right with the way we are, and so we should be different. So I turned that on its head when I really started to look at what it meant to be a pattern maker. And what I came to realize is that that message, there is something wrong, is actually a message from you, the pattern maker, to yourself to say, Jacqueline, you're using the wrong pattern. It's time to let that one go, right? So it's no longer there's something wrong here when you get the message that I need to change or that there's something not quite right or all those negative thoughts and feelings and expressions that we use on ourselves. It's actually just a message. It's just a way to say, knock, knock, using the wrong pattern. Time to deconstruct it. And let's create something where you do that works for you.
How do we do more of this?
In terms of how do you actually deconstruct, or what's your question?
Well, like I had said to everybody, I had the privilege to be connected. I think it was about an hour and a half, that there were a number of people who dialed in and said, I want to be a part and participate in this beautiful webinar. And I heard so many pauses. I heard so many emotions that came out of those who decided to dial in and have conversation. Because that's what it is. It's about conversation so that we know that there are next steps that we could take. And, you know, I took a look at your website, and I see that you've got a book coming out and you've got a workshop happening. And I know everyone on that call needed to know more.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked, because I am that same webinar that you came into, the hour and a half one,
yeah.
I'm repeating that on April 11th.
Okay.
Which is a Thursday evening from 7 to 8:30. And the details are on the website, www.shapedwithin.com.
Exactly. And spelled exactly how it sounds, exactly what it is on talk radio. I think you can dial in.
Yeah, it's shapedwithin. So shaped within, to shape yourself from the inside out. And
I would have loved to have been in the brainstorming session when you came up with that. It just says so much, so specific. So, again, Adele, profound.
Thank you. Yeah, I really enjoyed that name. I started off calling it the pattern maker, but that didn't fly.
It sounds like me and my singer machine. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so anybody who would like to know more about what it is to be a pattern maker and what it is to deconstruct patterns, you're all welcome to tune in to that free webinar on April 11th. At 7 o'clock Eastern.
Perfect. I think what I'll do is make sure that anyone who is looking and revisiting our conversation now will have the opportunity to download that information so that they can participate again.
Great. Wonderful.
So you came up with this incredible program, and how is it that Alive and Awake showed up? I have to say, I did a little bit of research on you, because I thought before I go into the webinar, I should know a little bit more, as everyone should. Before you come on to my show, ladies and gentlemen, Mastermind 101, do a little bit of research on who's going to be speaking, because you may have questions to ask while we're online. But can you tell me a little bit about the Alive and Awake?
Yeah, that's Amy Sky's blog. So Amy Sky is created a blog called Alive and Awake, and she's inviting different people in the self-growth industry or in the health and wellness industry to blog on her blog. So you become a guest blogger, and I had the privilege of being invited to be a guest blogger on her blog.
And it was beautiful statements that you had made, that you continue to make. And when I take a look at a Buddhist meditation facilitator, I think, wow, is that all it is? Is that all she does? That's not all that you do.
No, I also have another company called Infinite Spirit, and I write Kundalini manuals. And conduct workshops and retreats in the Kundalini. And they, everything I do always blends the Eastern and Western approach.
Okay.
I find that it's the most practical and accessible way for us to become spiritual masters, you know, to grasp that deep inner trust and that deep intuition that is our birthright. Like, happiness really is our birthright. And everything that I teach demonstrates and has the person discover that for themselves, that they have that inner trust. The body is your connection to the moment. And in this moment, your intuitive capacity is just awakened, is the best way to put it.
That is a book worth reading, a video worth experiencing. It sounds like a community principle, that it's not in the nation's capital or in our provinces or in our states or in the demographics of those who have access to the technology to live with us and speak to us. What you've just said should be spread for all to hear, and hoping that those that are listening to this show will head to your website and find out more about your workshop. Can you tell me about the workshop that you're having?
Yes, the workshop starts April 9th. It's on Tuesday night, and it's webinar-based, so you tune in right from your own home. And it's 12 weeks of learning what it is, discovering what it is to be a pattern maker, and actually experiencing that for yourself. And then experiencing yourself deconstructing patterns and just letting go of anything that's in the way between you and your vision, where you want to be. And so when you, throughout the 12 weeks, you just find that you effortlessly just stop taking those actions, those behaviors just stop arising. And it's been described to me like getting your balance on a bicycle. And once you have your balance, you can just take this anywhere you want to go. So it's really coming to see yourself as being in control of your life, no longer being a victim of anything anymore. Nothing outside of you needs to limit you in any way. And that's what the workshop is about. And so everybody is very welcome to get in touch with me if you're interested in knowing more about that workshop, if you're interested in exploring if this program is right for you, or even if you just have questions, I am always available. And my email address is adele@shapedwithin.com.
And on that note, thank you so much for spending these precious moments with me and with our audience that are registering now, that will continue to register. Thank you, Adele.
Thank you, Jacqueline. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
And on behalf
of... Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. On behalf of all, have a great day.
You too.